From the red carpet to the celebrity street style hairdos and hair don'ts, this is Get Trust With Us. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's beauty director, Ms. Gwen Flamberg.
Hey guys, it's Gwen, and you're listening to Get Trust With Us. It is a gorgeous fall day here in New York City, and I'm with my beauty co-pilot, Miss Beth Shapori.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Beth?
You know, just taking it all in, the beautiful fall, crisp air.
And the scent in here is really something special today.
That's true.
We have somebody very special with us, Veronique Abai, who is a... I've known Veronique for so many years because she is an icon in the beauty industry, but she just launched her own line of fragrances, and not just fragrances. There's body products, there's beauty products, it's a very, very interesting line, and she's going to tell us all about it.
Excited. Yeah.
So welcome, Veronique.
Thank you, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Also, she has a very fabulous accent that makes me feel even more like the schlubby New Yorker that I am.
You know, I've tried to be a New Yorker all my life, but I can't lose the accent.
You're lucky, because the accent is very special. There's something about...
I don't think you should lose the accent.
Don't lose the accent.
I've tried so much to blend in, and the minute I opened my mouth, they're like, oh, that's the French girl. Okay.
But really, you know, there is something to this notion of French girl beauty that I think everybody just aspires to. And what do you think that is?
I think it's interesting because I think the American woman is much more into beauty than the French woman. I think there's a notion of freedom, maybe, and expressing your own personality in a much more casual way in France.
Yeah.
That leads to an attitude that's much more comfortable with oneself.
Confident.
Yeah. And the confidence comes from here, I think, you know.
It's a certain je ne sais quoi.
Maybe.
So tell us about the line. It's your name, Veronique Abai. Mm-hmm. And how long did you work on this line?
So to be very honest with you, you know, and you know me for a long time, I have been in this industry for many, many years. And I had this project in me for quite some time, but to be really candid, I was afraid of doing it. And I was afraid of what people would think about it. So it took me a long time to mature the idea of launching this brand and jumping into that pool, you know. And the concept was with me for a long time because it is related to the place I'm coming from. But the execution of it took 2 to 3 years, you know, to really
Amazing.
Execute it in a proper way.
It's a long gestation period
yeah,
for a baby.
Yeah, exactly. As I say, it's an elephant baby. But the whole story of the brand is inspired by the Côte d'Azur. The Côte d'Azur is the French Riviera, right? And that's where I was born. I was born in a little town called Antibes.
Oh,
which is
must have been terrible way to grow up.
You have no idea. On the beach every day,
oh
you know,
God.
Going to school after the beach. It was really difficult.
I mean, I'm from Queens.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Forest Hills Tennis Stadium is really a lovely place for me to grow up and play tennis and ball girl and all that. But, you know, it wasn't exactly the Côte d'Azur. Okay, so tell us about Antibes. What is the feeling and the vibe there?
You know, when you are there, there's something very special because you're surrounded with nature, and nature there is absolutely stunning. You have the sea in front of you, the Mediterranean Sea. You have the mountains behind you, the Alps. And then you have all the plants and the trees, and Grasse, which is the historical center for perfumery, is located just there in the middle of the Côte d'Azur. So you have flowers and plants all around you.
It's so gorgeous.
It is absolutely stunning. And then what happens is that you have also something else in the Côte d'Azur. You have culture. You had so many artists that came to the Côte d'Azur because they were inspired by the light over there,
right,
that they infused the region with an enormous amount of sophistication and artistry and sense of aesthetics. So you have strong culture there. And of course, as you know, there's also a glamorous lifestyle in the Côte d'Azur. There's glamour in the Côte d'Azur. You know, you go to the beach, you're half naked, but you're going to have a 4-star lunch with white cloth on the table and a glass of rosé and this fabulous experience. Or you go to the market and you buy your tomatoes and your cucumbers, but the market is filled with flowers and painters and musicians. So it becomes, everything becomes an experience. And what I love about the Côte d'Azur is this ability to create moments that are memorable out of moments that are daily life moments.
Right.
So it's not fancy or special. It's just your daily life that becomes magical.
So the ordinary becomes the extraordinary.
Exactly. And I think they have a sense of living there that makes me very happy when I go back.
So how do you bottle that? Like, how do you bottle a vibe? Because mm-hmm. I even, you know, going on your Instagram account, mm-hmm. which is just your name, Veronica mm-hmm. Bai, you know, it's like this... The feeling, the vibe is so powerful. It's just such a beautiful curation. And then you manage to bottle that feeling in a series of fragrances. How did you do it?
It's thank you so much for saying that, because that really was the purpose of the brand, was to bring to people an overload of sensation, like the ones you have when you're there. And what we try to do is to create sense that transport you in that environment. And the way you do it is, of course, you're going to tell a story and you're going to tell a moment through raw materials that are grown there and harvested there. But it's not just that. There's a light that comes through the fragrance. The fragrances are extraordinarily luminous. They're never cloying or heavy. So they surround you in a beautiful way, but they let you breathe and be yourself. And then we created them on skin, meaning I wanted for people to experience something very sensual when they were wearing the fragrance. And the fragrances are blooming on you because they are built on skin and not on paper, for example. Right. You know,
that's so great, because I think how a fragrance wears on skin is so important.
Absolutely.
It can change on people.
It does change on people. And it changes more if you put in there raw materials that come from nature, because natural raw materials need to breathe and live with you. And so they will evolve on your skin in a very specific way. Whereas if you have too many synthetic raw materials, they are fixed, if you will. So the experience might be different. Doesn't mean that there's no synthetic in my fragrances. There are a few because you need them for other things, but they are filled with naturals. And that gives you the richness and the incredible experience on skin.
So gorgeous, just so special. But this idea of, like, you know, everybody wants to go on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they're on holiday, Celine is nodding her head because, yes, let me get on that plane tomorrow. But, you know, it's like when you're on holiday, all of a sudden your stresses go away. You feel really beautiful. And I think we're always trying to recreate that getaway glow that is so unique to being by the sea, feeling this sense of freedom that you brought up, just the way that French women approach life and beauty. And, you know, how do you think fragrance plays into recreating that feeling?
Again, it's about sensation. And if I may, I think that we live in a city, and we live in a life in general that is so tense and so chaotic that we forget sometimes to allow ourselves to be enchanted by the beauty around us. And even if you're in New York City, you know, and if you walk the streets or if you go to the park, you can be mesmerized by the beauty of a leaf because the ray of sunshine touched the leaf, or because you hear the laughter of a kid who's playing in the street. And we need to learn to keep ourselves enchanted by those moments in life.
Right.
And what I wanted to do with the brand is bringing through the product, through the sensoriality of the product, the touch of my body products, the scent of the fragrances, or the radiance that my beauty products bring you. I wanted to add that element of enchantment to everyday life, add a little bit of joy, a little bit of beauty to our everyday life.
Oh,
and that's what we're trying to do.
We need more beauty in our everyday lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's all go to France.
You don't have to.
Exactly. You can kind of recreate this feeling.
Yeah.
Just, you know, with scent especially, it's like there is such a powerful connection to memory.
Absolutely.
Oh, is that specific notes? Do you think that it goes back to the notes, or is it just more that like we remember moments based on those senses?
First of all, the center in your brain that connects with memory is the same center that connects with scent. So scents are very connected to memories, and they are triggers for memories, right? And so you will smell maybe a bouquet of flower, but this is not about the bouquet of flower. It's about what you were smelling in the garden of your grandmother,
right?
Okay? Or you might smell, you know, something that's a little gourmand, but it's not about the note that's gourmand. It will remind you of what your mother used to bake, you know? So, and then you have a scent that you know were worn by people you love, and the minute you smell them, boom, it triggers, you know, all of those memories of the embrace or the people that you loved or the kisses or whatever it is. So memories and scents are very connected. And what happens with that is that it triggers emotions that are very deep, very, very deep. And if you work well with fragrances, you can create emotions and sensation that really help people be themselves because they are connected very deeply with their own emotions.
Oh, so sweet. Now, you chose to create some jewelry with the line as well, which is very unique.
Yeah.
So tell us about the pieces and what inspired the pieces.
So it all started with the fact that, you know, I lived a life that was a nomadic life, right? I've been traveling all my life. And I've been traveling also for work. And when you travel a lot for work, you don't have the time to, you know, carry a lot of stuff with you. You're always on the run. And it would drive me crazy that I could not have my bottle of fragrance with me. And then when security became more, intense, you couldn't even bring it with you in the plane because it was too big or whatever. So I created objects, if you will, that travel with you. So the bottle, for example, is 85 ml, so you can take it in the plane. But more importantly, I wanted to do objects that could follow you in your daily life, you know, in the city or, you know, in your travel. So the jewelry came from there. The idea that you could wear a beautiful piece that would be a statement of style that would really make an entrance, but at the same time that would carry a little bit of a secret with you, which is your favorite scent. And so the piece is really something special, and it has this teeny bit of fragrance through a bottle that is a very small amount, but you have a series of them so you can match and your outfit, or you can mix and match according to your desires. And it really was that. But then once you decide to do this, I didn't want to do something gimmicky or something that would be, you know, a little cheap or whatever. I really wanted a beautiful piece of jewelry that would be made by jewelers, handmade by jewelers, and that would give you pride and confidence. And we were talking about confidence a minute ago. I think both fragrance and jewelry do that for you. They allow you to express your personality, and they allow you to become more confident because you can express your personality. And so I think it's interesting to marry the two.
Totally. And it's like a real signature thing. Like you have a signature piece of jewelry that you wear every day. And many people have signature fragrances.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very big signature fragrance person. Now, in the line, there are 7 scents and the 2 boosters, right?
9 scents and 2 boosters.
And 2 boosters. So actually it's 11, but myriad.
Yeah.
You can make so many different combinations. So what were you trying to achieve with these 9 scents? Do you think there's something for everyone, or some are lighter, some are heavier?
So the 9 signature scents, they're all very specific. They're all very different. There's a common thread of luminosity and mystery in each of them, but they all have their own strong personality. The 2 booster fragrances are 2 fragrances, Eau du Jour and Eau de la Nuit, that you can wear alone, or you can apply on those as a top layer to those signature fragrances, because they will, for one, Eau du Jour, reinforce the luminosity, and for the other, Eau de la Nuit, reinforce the sensuality and the mystery. And I wanted to do that because I wanted people to be able to express who they are. And so all of the fragrances are gorgeous as they are, and they're very qualitative, and honestly, they're beautiful. But who am I to say that I should impose on anyone to have one signature scent, you know, so people can play. And I've worked all of the combinations so that they all work. So when someone uses my fragrances, they don't have to become a chemist to play and find their own.
How complicated was that to make sure they all blended well together?
It's complicated.
Yeah.
That's why it took 2 to 3 years and it's like an elephant birth.
Yeah.
Exactly. So but, which one is your signature?
So I tend to wear mostly a couple of them. So Noir de Mai, I love, because Noir de Mai is about the rose that grows only in Grasse and only in May. And it's very precious and very delicate and very faceted. But I wanted to add, like your Perfecto, a little bit of leather, a little bit of darkness to that rose to make it a little bit more rebellious. So Noir de Mai, why? Dark rose, okay? So that's Noir de Mai. But I also wear a lot Lumière d'Iris, which is based on the iris, which is kind of a play between the flower and the wood, the feminine and the masculine, and I love that.
And is an iris one of the most expensive?
It is. It is because you extract from the root of the iris, and this root has to dry for 3 years on a scaffolding made of wood before you can pulverize it and use the powder. So it is one of the most expensive ingredients. But then to go back, the ingredient also, the fragrance that I wear a lot as well is Eau de la Nuit. I love it.
By itself. I love that one by itself
I love it.
It's very like powdery and very softly sensual.
It's very, it envelops you with, for me, it's like black velvet.
Mm. You know? I mean, right? Do you just want to like dive in?
Yeah. Gwen and I are both people who like a really like kind of dark, rich fragrance. So you're speaking our language.
I love your sexy Garrigue because it's...
Oh, sexy Garrigue.
You know, it has like notes of amber and musky patchouli.
You smell well.
I love it. I love it. Well, those are... You like a patchouli scent too, though.
I love
patchouli.
Yeah.
Those are our favorites.
So, yeah, in sexy Garrigue, you have that. And you have also something that... an incense note, which is really important, you know, mostly when, you know, you start going into the holiday season and you want that warmth and that comfort. So sexy Garrigue gives you that. And the Garrigue is the forest that is, you know, just behind the sea in the south of France. And it is filled with those bushes that produce that resin called cist labdanum. Mm. And that's what gives you the feeling of amber. And to me, it's like the heat coming from the land, right? And that's why it's so sexy.
Oh. It is so sexy. Even just hearing you talk about it.
Even the way you talk about it is really sexy.
We need French accents.
Yeah, let's work on that.
We have to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe there's just like a, you know, like a language course, but just for, you know, you don't have to be fluent.
Just for accents.
Yeah, you don't have to be fluent. You just have to get the accent down. So even with your few words, people will think that
there's
you're
fluent. There's a Rosetta Stone for accents. We're going to do it.
I think I'm coming back anytime you want.
So tell us, because I feel like whenever I look at your Instagram, it just makes me want to go on vacation. Now, is that mostly the south of France, or have you taken pictures in other destinations that you've gone to?
It's mostly the south of France because of the theme and the concept of the brand. But to be honest with you, I've been traveling all around the world, and there are beautiful, beautiful places in the world that to me evoke the same thing, the same feeling of beauty and relaxation and joy and sunshine, you know. So, but it's mainly the south of France.
Where have been some of your favorite places that you've traveled to since you have traveled so much?
So, you know, it's interesting because I'm a lover of travel, okay? And I love traveling because I love to meet new people and different culture and explore different type of food and different types of ways of living. So, you know, Asia is fascinating to me because it is the complete opposite of the place that I come from. Okay, so for me, the contrast is quite interesting. I love Latin America. And in the U.S., I'm fascinated by the West part of the U.S. I love it. I think that what's happening, you know, in the Western part, you know, Utah, Arizona, Wyoming. I mean, I'm in awe of the nature of the U.S. I really love it. The reality, though, is that you have places that you love to visit, and then you have places that you love to come back to again and again and again, not because of the place, but because of the way they make you feel. Mm. And for me, it's all about the Mediterranean. So it is, of course, my hometown. It is my home region, but it could be the south of Italy. It could be Greece. It could be Turkey. It could be Spain, anything Mediterranean, and I'm at home.
Oh, I was in Ibiza this summer. That Mediterranean, I mean, it's just so, so, so gorgeous.
Yeah.
But next stop is Antibes, I think. I think I've got to go to Antibes.
Well, I have to give you a lot of addresses then and a lot of tips, and maybe we go together.
Let's do it. You know, that's the thing. It's like no matter where you travel far and wide, and I agree. It's like I've said to my friends, it's like really one of my favorite places to be is in an airport by myself on the way to an adventure when I don't know what the outcome is going to be like. That's just so romantic. And, you know, but at the end of the day, there's no place like home. And I think a lot of that is tied so much to scent memory.
Yeah, it is.
Really.
It really is. And I think also in the context of this brand, sure, it talks about the Côte d'Azur, but I think what's more important is the sensation that you felt through the product and the way that it brings you a moment of happiness, a moment to relax, a moment to appease your senses. And that's why I say I want to bring to people sunshine for the senses and for the soul. And that's really what this brand is about, no matter where you are from and no matter where you are located.
Oh, I love that. I think we can end on that. Sunshine for the soul.
Yeah.
We all need that.
That's going to be my mantra.
So you guys, yes, wishing you guys some sunshine for the soul for the rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Get Tressed With Us. Please check out Veronique Gabai. So that's veroniqueGABAI.com. And check out all of the fragrances, the body products, the jewelry, and there are even some little kind of like makeup hybrid products or like skincare makeup products that just kind of everything recreates this feeling, this vibe of sunshine. It's just gorgeous. And check out Veronique's Instagram because I'm telling you, you're going to want to like just take a peek at that when you're having a really rough day. That's what I do. It makes you feel fantastic.
Thank you.
Please come back next week for another episode of Get Tressed With Us. And until then, stay gorgeous.